Here's another one I want to ask you about. I know nothing about it, but I've always got my eye open for antibody-drug conjugates. And I see there was presented at ASCO glembatumumab vedotin. Anything there?
Yeah, there were some interesting data with that drug alone and that drug with CD27. Some interesting responses have been seen in patients with brain mets, potentially patients with ocular melanoma. We have seen anecdotal responses, small numbers, but real responses in patients who failed other therapy. So there's something interesting going on there, and that is worth pursuing. I don't know how far that's going to go, but that's pretty much all that you can say. It looks quite interesting. Other interesting stuff from the ASCO meeting that were also presented at ESMO a month ago or so in Madrid were, actually now it's almost 2 months ago, were the LAG-3 plus nivolumab trial that was presented at both meetings by Paolo Acerto. And there, I mean, that's one of the more interesting combinations where you had some responses in patients who were either PD-1 relapsed or PD-1 refractory. So again, there are many trials in either PD-1 refractory patients who never responded to PD-1 or those who were stable for a while or responded and then relapsed. And this looks like one of the more promising ones. So this will certainly be pursued. There were responses mostly in those who were stable to PD-1 and then progressed and then got PD-1 plus LAG-3 or Nivo plus LAG-3. It looks very interesting. There are a couple of LAG-3 antibodies out there, so you're going to hear a lot more about that.
I remember hearing about LAG-3, and is it TIM-3? And these are other checkpoints?
Neil, there are at least 8 or 9, maybe 10 different checkpoints on T cells, all of which are receptors for various ligands. And the so-called exhausted T cells tend to be PD-1 positive, LAG-3 positive, TIM-3 positive. So if you are resistant to PD-1 blockade, it may be because you have too high a level of the other breaks, the other checkpoints. And if you begin to combine the blocking of those checkpoints, you may get higher response rates. So that will be strongly pursued by a number of groups and a number of companies.